Hey, it's me, Mr. P, and welcome to Shader Croft School in Winooski 2015. This is our next podcast in a series of podcasts where the students have designed their own questions and have created their own podcasts. Here is our next student interview.
Hello, my name is Hassan. I have three questions for Mr. P. One question. How do you make a friend?
How do I make friends? Usually what I do is I look at someone and I go, is that someone that I like, that I want to hang around, that I want to be friends with? And if that's the case, I will listen to them speak and kind of figure out like what they're interested in. And then I will engage them on what their interests are. And I will ask them questions about what they're interested in, instead of just like trying to push myself and be like, hey, I'm Philip, hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. It's easier, I've found the best way to make friends is to allow other people to talk about themselves a little bit. And then they go, well, this is somebody that I'd actually like to be friends with. So, son, thank you very much. You did an excellent job.
You're welcome, I'm appreciate.
Hello, it's me, Mr. P, and I am actually going to be interviewing a student for this student-made podcast. I will be interviewing Ash Bean, and Ash Bean is one of our funnier students at Shader Croft School this year, and so I guess that would be my first question, sir. When you get engaged in being funny and humor, do you plan on it, or is it something that just comes naturally?
It just comes naturally.
And what is it about humor that you like so much? Why is it, do you feel like, is so important about being funny? I mean, it's obvious to me that humor and being funny is important to you. And it's important to me, too. What is it that you feel like is so important about humor?
I'm funny because I just like, and it's like, when you're feeling sad, and when I just think about like funny things and say funny things, it just makes me like laugh and do like stuff like that.
But it's not just you being funny alone. You like to get other people involved in whatever is going on that's funny. So why is it that you do that? Why is it that you get other people involved and you try and make jokes with them?
Because sometimes like they're sad too and they just don't have anything to do and they are like under pressure. And when we like talk about funny things and tell jokes, they laugh, then they just forget about under pressure.
What do you think about the program thus far?
It is fun and we just got filled up every day. So I think if there's going to be next time, I think I'm going to join again.
I'm Kauthar. I wanna ask Mr. Leon, three questions. How do you make your friends?
How do you make a friend? I had this question too. Yeah, it was a good.
That's a really good question, Kauthar. So, how do I make my friends? So I tend to be a little bit quiet, and I tend to make friends more slowly. And I choose my friends based on things that we have a shared interest in doing, people that I feel are kind, people that I feel are caring about others, even if they can be loud, they are caring people. And then, I don't know, that's such a difficult question. We become friends by having conversations together where we share something in common. Yeah, very good.
Thanks for answer to my questions.
Hi, my name is Tulsa and I'm interviewing Miss Green.
Hi, Tulsa.
Hi. So my first question is, how do you feel when people don't talk to you or ignore you?
When people ignore me, it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel like they either don't like me or they don't want to be my friend. So it makes me feel really sad.
And my second question is, what do you do when someone bullied you?
Bullies you.
Bully.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been bullied, but as I told you yesterday when we were talking about bullying in my class, I was bullied when I was younger. And I think back then I just tried to ignore it and walked away. And I would count on my friends to make me feel better. Today, I encourage students when they're being bullied to stand up to a bully, to tell someone so that we can stop bullying. I didn't have the courage to do that when I was younger, and I want kids to have the courage and strength to do that now, to stand up to bullies.
But just to interject, I would say that as adults, we can still experience bullying just as much as students can. And so that as an adult, Azizar asked me a great question about how it is that I deal with difficult people. And how do you deal with difficult people, Ms. Green?
Well, that's part of my job, Philip. I deal with difficult people every day. I listen to what they have to say, but I try to get them to understand what they are doing, whether they're bullying, that it's not right, that it's not acceptable, and to get them to find other ways to communicate or to talk to people without putting them down or hurting them.
What is your favorite color?
Well, you're gonna laugh because my name is Mrs. Green and my favorite color is green, but it's not because my name is Mrs. Green, because as I've told you kids, how do you spell my name?
G-R-E-E-N-E.
Correct. So my name is Green the name and my favorite color is green the color.
You say
thank you.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.